Here's a number that stopped me. Industry analysis suggests some facilities are seeing up to a 70% cost reduction by switching to virtual contrast supervision. So today we're asking, can virtual supervision actually lower imaging center costs? And what do the pricing models really look like? Joining me is an expert who works closely with imaging administrators on exactly this. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, that number gets people's attention. And honestly, it should. Administrators are under real pressure right now to justify every line item on physician coverage.
Let's start broad. When we talk about cost per site, what are we actually looking at?
So industry data puts hourly rates for virtual contrast supervision typically somewhere between $45 and $150 an hour. That's a wide range, and it depends on volume, modality, and how the contract's structured. That same market data suggests facilities committing to 100-plus hours a month often get a discount off that top end.
That's a big spread. What pushes a site toward the higher end?
MRI contrast supervision, for one. Industry data shows it consistently runs 2 to 3 times more than CT on a per-exam basis. And that same data points to gadolinium-based agents costing more than iodinated CT contrast. So a site doing heavy MRI volume is just going to sit differently on that scale than a CT-only outpatient center.
And I imagine low-volume sites have their own problem.
Exactly. Industry analysis notes that if you're under 100 exams a month, the per-exam cost of on-site supervision can get, extraordinarily high, because that small number of studies has to absorb all the fixed overhead of having a radiologist physically present. I always tell people it's like renting a whole concert hall for a solo violinist. The lights and staff cost the same whether 10 people show up or 1,000.
So we've established there's a real range in hourly pricing, and volume changes everything. Are there other pricing structures besides hourly?
Right. Industry analysis describes 3 common shapes: hourly rates, volume-based packages, and enterprise-wide solutions for larger networks. Each one gets customized based on how much a site or a whole system is actually scanning.
Mm-hmm. That tracks. That point about tailoring pricing to actual workloads sets up our next piece, how virtual supervision addresses the radiologist shortage. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Contrast Connect. Contrast Connect is owned and led by radiologists who understand what's at stake in contrast supervision, and the company builds its services around strict CMS, ACR, and HIPAA guidelines. If you're an imaging center administrator trying to compare pricing models or find a coverage structure that fits your site's volume, you can review what Contrast Connect offers at www.contrast-connect.com. Take a look and see how the pricing options line up with your own scheduling needs.
Picking up on tailoring pricing to actual workload, how does that connect to the radiologist shortage we keep hearing about?
Well, it's the reason pricing flexibility matters so much right now. Research from the Harvey L. Nieman Health Policy Institute projects the U.S. radiologist workforce could grow 25.7% by 2055, but imaging utilization might climb as much as 26.9% in that same window. So the gap doesn't close, it basically holds steady or worsens.
That's a sobering gap.
It is. And separately, the Association of American Medical Colleges projects a meaningful combined shortage of radiologists, pathologists, and psychiatrists in the coming years. That's a near-term crunch layered on top of the longer trend, and honestly, the math just doesn't get easier on its own.
So how does virtual supervision actually help with that shortage, practically speaking?
It lets one radiologist cover multiple facilities from a central location, instead of being tied to one building. I think of it like a single conductor covering several orchestras, instead of each hall needing its own full-time one. It also removes the bottleneck of waiting for a physician to be physically on site, so centers can extend hours and schedule contrast studies more flexibly.
Does that flexibility actually show up in the numbers?
A case study found a 31% increase in contrasted scan volume alongside a 65% reduction in costs after a facility adopted virtual supervision. And more broadly, it reduces reliance on expensive traveling radiologist coverage, which tends to be unpredictable and pricier. Early in my career, I once watched a whole afternoon of scans get pushed because the on-site radiologist got stuck in traffic, and that kind of thing sticks with you.
Now, CMS made some of this permanent recently, right?
Right. CMS made virtual direct supervision permanent for diagnostic tests starting January 1st, 2026. But there are guardrails. CMS requires real-time, two-way interactive audio and video, no audio-only tools. And ACR guidelines call for at least one person with basic life support certification on site during any contrast procedure under virtual supervision, plus thorough documentation of the supervising physician's identity and availability.
So the savings come with real compliance obligations attached.
Definitely. Encryption standards meeting HIPAA requirements, documented protocols, trained on-site staff. It's not a lighter touch version of supervision. It's a differently structured one. Let's just say nobody's supervising a contrast injection from a beach chair, no matter what people imagine when they hear virtual.
Have you ever wondered whether cutting costs and keeping patients safe could actually pull in the same direction instead of fighting each other? This conversation suggests they can. To wrap up, pricing for virtual contrast supervision spans a real range, driven by modality and volume. Three common models exist to fit different site sizes. And against a radiologist shortage that isn't easing up soon, this approach gives administrators a way to stretch coverage further without stretching patient safety thin. Lower costs and stronger safeguards, it turns out, can move together rather than trade off against each other. That's the balance worth aiming for.